Lisa, I... What are you doing?
Making up the bed.
Into what?
Just for that, I'm going to leave the lumps on your side. Why are you turning on the TV set? It's not time for your favorite cartoon yet.
No, I just want to see if the set will work without the aerial.
What happened to the aerial?
It blew off the roof last night.
How could an aerial blow the roof off?
No, the aerial didn't blow the roof off. The wind blew the roof off the aerial. Hey, there's no picture.
Oh, well, they have another cartoon for you tomorrow.
I want to see the governor. He's making a very important speech at noon today.
Well, if you don't see him today, you can catch the summer reruns.
They don't rerun the governor's speeches.
Why not? They rerun the governor.
Look, why don't you just work on your lumps and leave me alone?
What is so important about the governor's speech?
He's going to talk about our budget.
What does he know about our budget?
No, not our budget, the state budget. I'm going into Drucker's and watch it on his set.
I'm coming with you.
Since when are you so interested in the state's economy?
I'm not. I need a new refill for my lipstick.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Hank, will you move your left arm a little higher?
How's that, Sam?
Put that wire back in your mouth. You lost a pitcher.
Oh, sorry.
Now, lower your right arm just a little. That's perfect.
What the?
Don't ask me what the. Ask him what the.
Mr. Kimball.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Douglas. Mrs. Douglas.
Would you mind telling me what you're doing?
Oh, Sam's aerial blew off the roof last night. Well, it didn't blow off the roof. The roof's still there, but the aerial isn't.
Oh, the same thing happened to us, too. We had a blow-off with the aerial.
Yeah, well, Sam couldn't find his rabbit ears, so I'm helping him out.
I didn't know that Mr. Drucker had rabbit ears.
No, he doesn't mean that he,
Hank, did you take the aerial out of your mouth?
Oh, yeah, I'm talking to Mr. and Mrs. Douglas.
Well, put it back. The screen's blank.
Oh, sorry, I have to get back to work.
Raise your right arm a little higher.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Drucker.
I'll be right with you. Lower your left arm a little bit. No, that's no good. Try raising your right leg. Hold it. That's perfect. Well, my television aerial blew off the roof last night, and Hank is helping me out. I don't want to miss the governor's state of the state statement.
The state of the...
Well, he used to call it his palaver to the people. But I think state of the state statement has a nice ring to it. Now, is there something I can do for you folks?
Oh, yes. I need a refill for my lipstick.
Hold it. The governor's coming on.
Good afternoon, my fellow citizens. I'm sorry to have to preempt the cartoon hour for this state of the state statement, but... I felt I must bring to your attention a matter of the utmost importance.
Mr. Drucker, the shade of the lipstick I need is...
I can't remember ever having to make such a dramatic statement. Unless it was in that scene I played with Miriam Hopkins in her Land is Lost, for which I won this Roscoe.
Yeah, I saw that picture. You know, he was a better actor than he is a governor.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my sad duty to announce that our state is bankrupt.
Doggone, he sure puts on a good show.
Yes, bankrupt. Or, as we say in show business, we have bombed out.
Bombed out?
The reason for our financial problem is due to the increased cost of government and the lack of revenue. However, I believe I have found a simple way to get our state back in the black. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to raise taxes 52%.
52%?
Come to think of it, he wasn't a very good actor either.
In addition to raising taxes, I intend to institute a strict economy wave. I am doing this by closing our unemployment offices, shutting down 12 of our colleges, and cutting our highway patrol in half.
If he's going to cut the highway patrol in half, we're going to have an awful lot of short highway patrolmen running around.
And so, my fellow citizens, I close by reminding you of our state motto, have a good day.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm writing a letter.
You write a pretty nice typewriter. Who are you writing to?
The governor.
Oh, be sure to tell him how much we liked him and Miriam Hopkins in Her Land is Lost.
We didn't even see that.
Tell him anyway. You know how actors like it when you flatten them.
Flatter? I'm not writing this letter to flatten him any... to flatter him. I'm protesting his tax raise.
Aren't there two L's in Knucklehead?
No.
What about Jackass? Shouldn't that be a capital J?
In my opinion, he's a small J jackass.
Who's a small J jackass?
The governor.
Oh, I thought you was writing to your mother-in-law again.
Em, please.
Why are you socking it to the governor?
Didn't you hear his speech? He's gonna raise our taxes 52%.
That's fine with me.
Fine.
Yeah. I paid $1.87 last year. I figure I can be a sport for another 75 cents.
Why don't you be a sport for 75 cents?
Because I pay a lot more than that. Somebody's got to protest.
Aren't there two L's in Knucklehead?
No!
Well, if the state hadn't closed the colleges, I could take a course in spelling.
Do you mind if I finish this?
You're wasting your time.
I'm not wasting my time. You ought to make yourself heard about the tax raise. Why don't you write a letter to the governor? Everybody in town ought to write one.
Oliver, remember the last time you told everybody in town to write to the electrical company?
Yeah, it got action, didn't it?
Yes. They cut off our electrical.
That's beside the point. We were unhappy and we let them know it.
Yeah, they let us know it too.
Look, it's every citizen's duty to fight injustice. The way our forefathers did when King George taxed the colonists' tea. They didn't pay the tax. They answered by dumping the tea in Boston Harbor.
This doesn't seem like a dumping situation to me.
What's the sense of talking to you two? Let me finish the letter, huh? If they get enough protests, maybe they'll do something.
Mr. Kimball, what is that?
What is what?
What is this you're riding?
Oh, this? It's a jackass. With a small J.
Well, where's your truck?
Oh, the state took it away from me. I'm a victim of the economy wave. Well, it's not a wave, it's more of a...
Whatever it is, it's ridiculous.
You think that's ridiculous? You did think that was ridiculous, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, they're closing up my office.
If you don't have an office, where are you going to do your work?
Well, it's a very good question, for which I have a very sad answer. They fired me.
What?
Yeah, from now on, I'll be spending most of my time at the unemployment office. No, they're closing that, too. Well, I can always teach at college. No, they're closing them, too.
What are the farmers around here going to do without a county agent?
Guess they'll just have to find somebody else to laugh at.
Look, Mr. Kimball, are there any other services the governor is curtailing?
Oh, it's nothing important. Unless you've tried to use your phone lately.
The governor can't do anything about the phone service. That's a private company.
That's right. But the president of the phone company's brother-in-law worked for the State Alcoholic Commission, and they let him go, and the president of the phone company got mad and disconnected the state.
Oh, this has gone far enough. I'm going to get the people of this town together, and we'll make our collective voices heard in the state capitol.
He says to leave him out of it.
Quiet, quiet, quiet. Could I have your attention? Could I have your attention,
use
please?
Use the gavel.
There isn't any.
There isn't any gavel? Would you care to buy one?
Katie, will you be quiet?
Ladies and gentlemen, look, I'd hope for a larger turnout for this important meeting.
That's because a lot of people around here have come to your important meetings before and found them to be nothing but big time wasters.
Mr. Ziffel...
I think you ought to listen to what my husband has to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, you all know what our governor proposes to do. He's increased the taxes. He's cut down on essential services. He's shut down on some of our colleges. This morning, I learned that they closed Mr. Kimball's office and fired him.
Hooray! Well, thank you all for that warm round of applause.
Would you please sit down? Now, in my opinion, no citizen can survive under the proposed tax increase. We've got to take some kind of action to make our feelings known in the state capitol. So, I'm throwing this meeting open to suggestions.
How about a singing telegram?
A singing?
I'll vote for that. What do we sing?
How about the battle hymn of the Republic with new words?
Look, folks, please, can we have a serious suggestion?
I have a serious suggestion.
Well, let's hear it.
It'll cost you $35.
Mr. Haney, we're not here to buy suggestions.
Well, I ain't here to give them for nothing.
Oh, you miserable...
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, what is it?
Well, when my father was the king...
Lisa, we don't want to hear about...
Oh, yes, we do. What happened with your father to the king?
Well, the Hungarian parliament wanted to raise everybody's taxes. And since my father was the king and the highest paid person in Hungary, it would have cost him plenty.
Yes, fine. Now...
What did your father do?
Well, he told them he wasn't going to pay any more taxes and that he was succeeding from Hungary.
Seceding.
That's right. He succeeded in seceding. He pulled up his drawbridge and he said, "Fellas, I am no longer with you. I am joining Czechoslovakia."
I'm for that. Why don't we join Czechoslovakia?
Well, why don't we join something we can spell?
Look, please, let's be sensible.
He's right. We don't have a drawbridge to pull up.
Well, we can tear down the bridge over Simpson Swamp.
That's a good idea.
It's not a good idea.
I don't think Hooterville should join up with a foreign country. Why don't we join up with some other state that has lower taxes?
How about Nevada?
That's even a better idea.
It's not a better idea.
Who's going to write the letter?
How about my husband? He's got a typewriter.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no. I'm not getting involved in this. Count me out.
Now that the sore head's gone, maybe we can get somewhere.
Don't you want to know what happened last night after you left the meeting?
I'm not interested.
Well, don't you want to know what they decided to do?
I don't want to hear about it. Whatever they said does not concern me.
Mr. Douglas, I heard there's a story about you in the newspaper.
About me?
Yeah, did you see it?
No, the paper hasn't come yet.
Hey, this is the third day. It's been late.
Well, Arnold didn't learn the whole route yet.
Arnold?
Yes, he took over for Willie Wilkins so Willie can have the measles.
How could a stupid pig deliver a newspaper? Well, a paper pig is here.
Hello there, Arnold.
Well, let go of it.
He wants his money.
I've already paid Willie for this month.
He wants to see your receipt.
I don't know where I... Look, I'm not going to stand here and argue with a pig.
Ah, no, I'm sure Mr. Douglas paid Willie.
Lucky for him, the price of pork is down. What the... Hooterville sees seeds from...
That's what I was trying to tell you. That's what happened last night after you left the meeting.
Well, that's the most... Look, by an overwhelming vote last night, the people of Hooterville decided to pull up the bridge over Simpson Swamp and form their own kingdom?
The kingdom of Hootersville.
Of all the...
They decided to do what Mrs. Douglas' father did.
Yes, they thought it was a great idea after I told them how well my father did with his drawbridge job.
They can't do that.
Can I see that?
Holy Toledo! Your Majesty!
What?
I'll be King Oliver. They can't... Hey, where did that crown come from?
Remember last night when you ate the bread and you thought it had that expensive spread on it? But it wasn't the expensive spread. It was oleomargarine.
Oh, my aching.
You deserve to be King Oliver.
You sure do, sire. If you hadn't come up with the idea for us to secede from the Union, Hooterville would still be where it was yesterday.
Oh, Oliver, I am so proud of you. My husband, the king.
King Oliver the First? What is this nonsense?
Hooterville seceded from the state.
Why, they can't do that.
They tried to join Nevada, but they refused them.
But setting up a kingdom? Get the king or the mayor or somebody on the phone.
We can't. Your brother-in-law has disconnected the state.
Oh, that dirty... This is anarchy. Send the National Guard.
We can't. You disbanded them under your economy wave.
Well, there must be something we can do to stop them.
I wouldn't worry too much, sir. They've cut themselves off from the state, but they can't exist as an island.
You're right. In a couple of days, they'll be begging us to take them back.
Yes, sir. Incidentally, it's almost 11 o'clock.
What about it?
Well, they're showing your picture, Her Land is Lost, on the early morning movie matinee.
Oh, good, good. Turn on the set. Yes, sir.
Got to arrange for is Mr. Douglas's carnation.
Coronation?
Well, whatever it is, I got a coach and six horses left over from the Cinderella pageant that I'd be glad to rent to the kingdom for a nominal fee.
I think we ought to let the king walk.
Yeah, it's more democratic. It'll bring him closer to us peasants.
Where are we gonna hold the carnation?
I can get us a good deal on Hinckley's barn.
Orlok, stop bowing, will you? I'm not your man. I'm not anybody's man.
You must excuse him. He isn't used to the king business yet.
Hey, we're glad you showed up. We're trying to figure out your coronation.
He means coronation.
How would you know?
You seem to forget that I am the one whose father drew up his drawbridge.
About your coronation ball, your kingship. Now, which band would you like?
Why don't we use our own band? The Royal Grenadine Guards.
What Grenadine Guards?
That's what we're calling the Volunteer Fire Department.
Pretty royal, huh?
I have to buy a new dress for the coronation.
The coronation?
You're learning the king business fast.
Look, once and for all, I'm not a king. This is not a kingdom.
It is now.
What is that?
They blew up the bridge over Simpson Swamp, inaugurating our new kingdom.
It's easy to see why you won that Roscoe Award, Governor.
Oh,
It really should have gone to Wallace Berry, but...
We interrupt the morning movie matinee to bring you a special bulletin. This morning, an historic event took place in Hooterville. As the citizens of this community blow up this bridge to signal the founding of the Kingdom of Hooterville.
They blew up the bridge? They can't do that. It's state property.
Not anymore. What's that? The phone.
I thought it was disconnected.
It's the hotline to the White House.
Hello. Oh, good morning, Mr. President. Yes, yes, I just saw it. Yes, it was quite an explosion, wasn't it? What? It's just a small uprising because I raised the taxes 52% and I can't call them. See, my brother-in-law disconnected the state. Well, it's a long, involved story, and don't worry about it, sir. I'll take care of it personally. Good talking to you. And have a good day. The president thinks it would be a good idea if I went down there and tried to straighten out this mess. Order my limousine, the bulletproof one. It's times like these when I wish I were back at Warner Brothers.
Do you think it's right for the king to be eating in the kitchen?
When my father was the king, he always ate in the kitchen.
That's because your mother wouldn't let him eat in the dining room.
I think he ought to have a more kingly repast than toast and coffee.
Will you knock it off? I am not the...
I'll answer it, sire.
Well, answer it.
You haven't given me permission to withdraw.
Withdraw, you...
Oh, Oliver, isn't America a wonderful country? One day you're nothing, and the next day you're a king.
Look, is my toast ready yet?
Mm-mm.
Yes?
I'd like to see Mr. Douglas.
There's no Mr. Douglas here, just King Oliver the One.
That's him. Where is he?
Who are you?
Just tell him that Governor Carstairs is here.
King Oliver the One never sees anybody without an appointment.
Now, see here.
Eb, who's there?
Governor Carport.
Carstairs.
Bring him in.
Governor Carstairs.
That's right.
Why are your feet squishing like that?
My shoes are full of water. I had to walk through Simpson's Swamp.
Oh, yes, they blew up the...
Oh, Oliver, your toast just pooped out.
Oh, fine. Would you have something to eat, Governor?
No, thanks.
Don't sit down without His Majesty's permission.
You're going to jail.
Look, I'm sorry, Governor.
So you're the nut that's responsible for starting this kingdom.
He's the one.
I didn't start it.
Then how come you're the king?
I'm not the king.
And where did that crown come from?
That's the oleomargarine I use.
You know, you've made a lot of trouble for me.
You're the one that made all the trouble. If you hadn't said you were going to raise the taxes and...
I had to. The state is bankrupt. It's the only way I could think of raising money.
There is another way.
Oh, Lisa.
Let her talk.
Well, you were in the movies, weren't you?
Well, yes.
You were a pretty big star.
There wasn't anybody bigger, except maybe Rin Tin Tin. My pictures made millions.
There is your answer.
Where's his answer?
Well, the governor could have a movie festival of all his pictures, and all the money the theaters make, they would have to pay to the state.
Yes, the Governor Carstairs Film Festival. I imagine every citizen in the state would come to see them.
To be on the safe side, you could pass a law to make them go.
Mrs. Douglas, that's a brilliant idea. Why, they'd flock to the theater to see such great pictures of mine as Her Land is Lost and that great western I made with Joel McRae, Hoofprints Across the Mojave.
The one I liked the best was a war story you did. What was the name of that?
War story? That must have been one of my earlier pictures. Now, what was the name of that?
That's it. the son of the Kaiser.
Filmways presentation, darling.